I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. And yes, I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you cared for me in such a special way. And yes, I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Oh, my heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. And yes, I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Oh, that's why my heart is filled with praise.
Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. We thank you for another day that you have blessed us to be able to see. Thank you for a right mind this morning. Thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. Thank you for life and that more abundantly. Thank you for another day that you have blessed us to be able to see another day of mercy, another day of grace, another day of favor, another day of faithfulness, another day of love that never ends and never runs out on me, another day that I can seek your face, another day that I can make your name glorious, another day that I can lift you up, God, so that you are lifted up and I can be drawn closer to thee, another day that I can put this flesh under subjection and submit my body as a living sacrifice that's holy and acceptable unto you, which is the least that I can do, another day, God, that I can serve you, Lord, in spirit and in truth, because you're looking for a people that will do such that as that, God, to seek you in worship, to seek you in adoration, to seek you in spirit and in truth, not just give you superficial praise, not give you superficial glory, not do it just because someone else is looking at us, but to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise, God, that is with the fruit of our lips, making a joyful noise unto you to bless your holy and your righteous name. God, I thank you for another chance to say yes to your will and another chance to say yes to your way. I thank you for your goodness, God. I thank you for your mercy, Lord. I thank you for being a great God. I thank you that there is no one else like you. You are magnificent in all your ways. You are glorious in all your ways, and we honor you this morning. We adore you, God, this morning. We extol you, God, this morning. We lift you up, Lord, this morning, because you are worthy to be praised and you are worthy to be adored. Thank you, God, for another chance to say yes, Lord. as we go through our day. For many of us on the East Coast and probably on other areas, Lord, we are snowed in today. It's a day of laziness. It's a day to sit aside, to do nothing. But God, you've told us that this is the day that the Lord hath made. Oh, God, so we can rejoice. We may not be able to go to work. We may not be able to go to school, but God, we can put in some time giving you the glory and the honor that you're worthy of. Hide your word in our hearts, Lord, this day in the mighty name of Jesus. If there's anything in us that will cause us not to allow your word to be hidden in our heart, Lord, we pray that you would put it under subjection right now. You told us that we can speak those things that are not as though they were, Lord, and I speak life right now into each and every one of us across this nation, Lord, that have taken time to tune into this early morning prayer. You told us that men ought to always pray. And when we pray and not faint, God, we have rewards. God, we will get what we need, God, because the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. We ought to continue earnest in prayer. We have to continue steadfast in prayer. We have to continue in prayer, God, and not give up and not faint in the mighty name of Jesus. Because at the end of the battle, God, at the end of the trial, at the end of the tribulation, Lord, everything that we are praying for will work out for our good. Because your promises, God, are yea and amen. And Lord, as long as we're in your will and as long as we are aligned with you, oh God, there's nothing that you would withhold from us. There's no good thing that you would withhold from us. So God, help us, oh God, today to cast the devil out of our minds, to speak life into our situations, to speak life into our homes, to speak life into our finances. Give us the audacity, God. Give us the courage, oh God. Give us the strength, even right now, God, to speak life into our children, to speak life on our jobs, to speak life, oh God, on our homes and in our families, Lord. To speak those things that are not as though they were. For you have not given us the spirit of fear. We don't have to fear anything. We don't have to fear man. We don't have to fear finances. We don't have to fear health, God. We don't have to fear anything, God. Because you have given us the spirit of power. Power to walk right. Power to talk right. Power to live right. Power to act right. Power to sustain, God. Power to hold on. Power to move forward. Power through breakthrough. God, you have given us a spirit of power, and not just a power, but of love and of a sound mind. Oh, God, I thank you for a sound mind even yet today, that I find myself fervent in prayer, that I find myself chasing after you. Oh, God, I'm hungry for more of you. I have a desire to grow closer to thee. God, I want to be in your presence, and I want your glory to be manifested in my life in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, enlarge my territories. What's the prayer of Jabez? God, protect me and strengthen me. Oh, God, continue to lead, guide, and direct me and to enlarge my territories. Oh, God, where my feet trod, God, give it to me, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, there are desires that I have in my heart, and I know that there are desires of others, oh, God, that they have on their heart in this prayer, that's on this prayer line this morning, Lord. And I ask, God, this morning that you would grant us those territories where our feet have trodden, God. You said where their feet were trod, God, you have given them the land. Oh, God, we don't have to walk in fear. We don't have to worry and doubt about anything that is feasible, that we can see, that we can believe in, that we can hope in, Lord. And, God, there are some desires. There are some petitions, Lord, that we have placed before you, God, that seem like they're impossible, Lord. They seem like they're insurmountable, God. They seem like there's no way that it's possible that it's going to happen. But I thank you, Lord, today that I don't have to walk by sight, but, Lord, I can walk by faith, God. And my faith tells me that I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. My faith tells me I'm the head and not the tail. My faith tells me that there's nothing, oh God, that you will withhold from your children. My faith tells me that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So, Lord, as we dream, and Lord, as we have desires, Lord, and as we hope in you, God, I pray right now, God, that you will answer the prayers, and that you will answer the pleas, and that you will answer the cries of your people this day in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, you don't allow anything to come our way, God, without putting it there in the first place, Lord. And so, God, the desires of our hearts, God, we want them to line up with you, oh God, so that we can have those desires.
desires of our heart, God. Oh, God, my desire this morning, Lord, is a closer walk with thee. Oh, God, my desire this morning, God, is to know you more intimately, God, that I may know you, as Paul said, in the power of your resurrection, that I may know you, God, in the fellowship of your suffering, that I may know you, God. Oh, God, being made conformable unto your death, God. Oh, God, I want to reign with you, God, and so I'm willing to suffer with you as well. So whatever come what may, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, whatever you allow me to come into, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, whatever you allow me to come across, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I know that nothing will be able to stop me, God. I know that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. God, I know, God, that I will come out on top, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, in every battle, every trial, every tribulation, oh, God, and every desire, and every prayer, and every, God, supplication that I make known unto you. Thank you, God, for another day to trust you, another day to put my faith into you. Oh, God, another day to follow after your will and to follow after your way. Hide your word in our hearts, Lord, today, that we might not sin against thee. Because your word is the lamp unto our feet, and the word is a light unto our pathways. And it's your word that shows us your promise, your promises. It's your word that shows us your power. It's your love that shows us your love for your people. In spite of our faults, in spite of our downfalls, in spite of our issues, your love, it shows in your word how much you care for us and how far you are willing to go. You told Jehoshaphat that the battle was not his. Oh, God, it looked like it was something that was going to devastate the nation. Oh, God, they didn't have the personnel. It didn't match up, God. It didn't look right. It didn't look like it was going to be feasible. It didn't look like it was going to be possible. But, God, you told him that the battle was not yours, it's the Lord's. Oh, God, thank you for being my fighter. Oh, God, thank you for being my banner. Oh, God, thank you for being my protector. Oh, God, thank you for being my way maker. God, I thank you for being my strong tower. Lord, I thank you for being a wheel in the middle of a wheel. Lord, I thank you for being everything and all that and more. Lord, I want to say thank you today. Because I don't have to fear. I don't have to fret. I don't have to give up hope. But, Lord, the things, the obstacles, the giants that I see before us, God, they're going to come tumbling down. Oh, hallelujah. They shall come tumbling down. So, God, help us to walk in authority, walk in your power, and walk in your might, God, in this time, in this season, in this dispensation for our ministry, God, of breakthrough. God, I know it's just not a year of breakthrough, Lord, because you told us that you are going to return or restore unto us the years that the cankerworms have stolen, the years. God, it's just not a single year, but, Lord, some of the things that we have gone through in our lives, Lord, we have been fighting them or been battling them or been going through for years. And, Lord, this is our season of harvest. This is our season of reaping. This is our season of breakthrough. This is our season of doors opening. God, this is our season of favor, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we're going to walk in authority, Lord, and claim and get back everything, oh God, that was taken away, that belongs to us. We're going to get back everything, God, that was moved out to the side or pushed back in time. Lord, we're going to get the desires of our heart as they line up with your will for our lives. Thank you, Lord, for another day. I love you, Lord, today. With all of my heart, with all of my mind, with all of my soul. I love you, God, because not only did you first love me, but you gave something that I might be something. You gave your son for my life so that I might have life. And life that more abundantly. Help us to line up with your will for our lives today, that as we pray and as we seek your face and as we turn from our wicked ways, touch us even right now, Lord, and take us higher in you in the mighty name of Jesus. Make us, God, give us a greater anointing. Oh, God, pour out your spirit upon us even now. If our cups, oh, God, are dirty, or if our cups are full of stuff that are not unlike you, we plead right now and pray, God, that you will wash us and cleanse us and make us whole right now in the name of Jesus. Take out everything that's unlike you, God, because I need all of you. I need a full
full anointing of you for this day, God. A day that you have made, God, that I can draw nearer to thee. A day that you have made, God, that we have set aside to put flesh under subjection. A day that you have made, God, for us to consecrate ourselves and present ourselves to you as holy and acceptable. God, I thank you for this day, a day that you have made to praise you. Let the praises of our God, let it rise among us today as we offer you our best, as we love on you, Lord, all the day, as we hide your word in our heart, and as we seek your face on this day. Oh, God, show yourself mighty. Show yourself strong. Show yourself on our behalf, God, a God of favor and a God of love and mercy. And, God, you do that every single day, and I want to say thank you. And I look forward to, God, you revealing yourself to us on this day, to hearing, God, what you have said to your people and how your promises, oh, God, are yea and amen. Thank you, God, for all that have taken time out this morning to offer this sacrifice. I pray that you would bless us. Bless us in the city. Bless us in the field. Bless us when we come and bless us when we go. I pray, God, that you would enlarge our territories, Lord. And even though we may not be prepared, God, you know the time period and the time frame that you need to open up to enlarge our territories. Lord, so touch us and order our footsteps and lead, God, and direct us, Lord, because our hope and our faith and our trust is in you. Because when we submit to you, when we trust in you with all of our heart, God, and don't go through the things that we believe that seem at the right, God, you said in all your ways you will, we can acknowledge you and you will direct our pathways. God, we need you to lead us and direct us and guide us today that you might get the glory out of us and that you might get all the praise out of your people. Let this not be a day that goes by that we won't praise your name, but God, never, never allow us to go a day without blessing and praising your name and giving you the glory and the honor and the praise. We love you, Lord. We magnify you and we glorify you this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord, for this day. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.